Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD and workbook study kit for this life-changing series. This extremely popular Shape to Make a Difference study kit is a great way to be a blessing to your family, friends, or small group. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Purpose of Your Personality.
Now, what are the weaknesses of this personality? What are the weaknesses of talkers? Well, there's a couple of major weaknesses of talkers. One of them is the odds increase that the more you talk, you're going to say the wrong thing eventually. That's just the odds. If you don't say much, you don't have as many possibilities to mess up. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, the more you talk, the more likely you are to sin. In other words, King James says, in the multitude of words, there is sin. In other words, you're going to eventually say the wrong thing, or you're going to say the right thing at the wrong time or to the wrong person. If you're talking all the time, just be aware this is not only your greatest strength, it is also your greatest weakness. That's true of all four personalities. And the other thing is that God says it reveals insecurity. When I have to talk all the time, it reveals insecurity. A lot of people get very, very uncomfortable with silence. And so when they're out on a date, or they're sitting in a meeting, or somebody's over for dinner, or whatever, if the conversation stops, they get very nervous with silence. Some of you go, when's he going to say something? And so the Bible says this. There are those who are sure of themselves do not talk all the time. If you're a confident person, you don't have to talk all the time. You don't have to fill the gaps. You don't have to make sure, because a lot of times you get in one of those situations that's quiet and you just start blabbering. Blah, 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 blah. You're not really saying anything and you're just kind of making a fool of yourself. So here's God's warning to talkers. God's warning is this: you also have to act. And he says you can't just talk. You have to act on what you say. Proverbs 14:23, get to work and you'll earn a living. If you just sit around talking, you'll be poor. Well, that's pretty good advice. You know, he's saying here that you just got to move ahead. Some people never get past the discussion stage. They say, well, what are you doing with your life? Well, I'm talking about doing this. And how long have you been talking about? 3 years. Well, when are you going to stop and start doing? Well, I'm aiming to. I'm aiming. How long have you been talking about it? Long time. You see, some of you, let me ask you a question. What is it that you've been talking about doing? Maybe for weeks you've been talking about. Maybe for months. Maybe you've been talking about doing this for years. And you've never done it. You need to move ahead. Do it. Don't just talk about it. Do it. Now, every parent knows that sometimes it takes more than words to make a point. Look at the next verse. Sometimes mere words are not enough. Discipline is needed. And so sometimes you have to say, words are not enough. I have to act. Talk is just not enough. Now, one of the quickest ways you can understand personality and is look at music. We all like different kinds of music. If there are five people in your family, they like five different kinds of music. Why? Because you've got five different personalities. You see, God likes every kind of music in the world. You don't, I don't, but he does. That's why he allows it to be created. God was the creator of all of it. And you don't like it because it doesn't connect to your personality. But even in worship, when we all sing a song here, somebody will go, oh, that really spoke to me, and others didn't touch me at all. Why? It's a matter of personality. Now, I know some of you, you like to come late to church so you can skip the music. That is a bad mistake for your heart. Your heart needs music. I actually know a counselor, a psychologist, who when people come to him for counseling, when they're depressed and they've got depression, the first question he asked is, do you sing the songs in the church you go to? And he said, almost all the time I find they say no. And he said, my first assignment to people who's depressed is, you sing every song in your church for the next 4 weeks. And let's see what happens. Why? Because you need the emotional release that comes from singing. You're more than just a mind. You are also a heart. And you need to sing. Impression without expression leads to depression. So you need to sing in worship. You were wired to worship in music. You say, but I can't sing. Well, the Bible just says, make a joyful noise. Now, anybody can do that. Some of you, I've heard you. You're prison singers. You're always behind a few bars, never have the right key. You couldn't carry a tune in a baggie if you had to. And your voice really needs to be cultivated. It's plowed under, actually. But it says, it doesn't say, it's be beautiful. It says, make a joyful noise. Even pigs do that when they're rooting around for food. So you need, for your own emotional health, for your heart, you need to sing these songs. Now, the second kind is what I call feelers. And feelers are those who love God with their soul. Now, what does that mean? The word soul in the Bible is used many different ways, but most of the time it's used as a synonym for emotions. In fact, in the book of Psalms, it's almost always used as a synonym for emotions. My soul are my emotions. Now, the reason you have emotions is because God made you in His image. God is an emotional God. God has feelings. Did you know that? God gets angry, God gets happy, God gets sad. The reason why you have emotions is you were made in God's image. And He gave you the ability to have emotions that animals don't have all of those different kinds. Because humans have hundreds of different kinds of emotions. And most of the time, soul means your emotions. In the book of Psalms, which by the way, if you are a soul type person, you're a feeler, Psalms is your favorite book of the Bible. Because every emotion known to man is in that book. And the Bible talks about a downcast soul, a disturbed soul, a satisfied soul, a yearning soul, troubled and forlorn soul, a joyful soul. It talks about a bitter soul, a thirsty soul, a hungry soul, a rejoicing soul, a delighted soul, longing soul. Can you hear the passion in these words? Soul people feel their emotions. They're very in touch with their emotions. Now, some people, they're not in touch with their emotions, but people who are feelers, talkers are in touch with their words. They're very verbal, but feelers are in touch with their souls, and they're very emotional. In fact, they have a hard time hiding their emotions. Often they think they're doing a good job of hiding it, but you can pretty much tell a feeler because it shows in their body language. But they're very passionate people. When it comes to worship, to loving God, they get passionate about that once they understand the value of it. The Bible says in Psalm 42, as the deer pants for streams of water. Imagine, here's a deer who's been thirsty all day, dying of thirst, comes up to a bubbling brook. It's panting for water. It's going, I am so thirsty. As a deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Now, that verse was written by a feeler. Okay? He said, if you like the song, This is the Air I Breathe, I'm desperate for you, you're a feeler. Okay? A thinker standing while they're singing, This is the Air I Breathe, going, I don't get it. Of course we got air. okay? It's a no-brainer, okay? It's air, okay? I don't get it. And a feeler's got their eyes closed. This is the air I breathe. And they are so into it. It's just different personalities, okay? God doesn't expect everybody to get into every single song. Well, that's okay. But we need feelers in the world. Why do we need feelers? Because we need more than communication. We need compassion. You might write that down. The purpose of God putting feelers in the world is because God is a passionate, compassionate God. And these people represent that part of God's personality. And we need people in the world who deeply care and care deeply about issues and care deeply about knowing God and helping others and can empathize and sympathize with the pain and the problems of others. A feeler is a people person. They are the best people persons of all because everybody likes them. Feelers are often very popular because they can understand what you're going through. You go up to a talker and say, man, I'm having a bad day. They'll give you an hour of counseling. Okay? You go up to a thinker, okay? You go up to a thinker and say, I'm having a bad day. They'll analyze it for you. Okay? You go up to a doer and say, I'm having a bad day. They'll say, get over it. Okay? But you go up to a feeler and they'll go, I understand where you're coming from. Been there. Know that feeling. You go, oh, yeah. And we like feelers because we feel understood by them. We relate. They understand this. We feel like somebody on this planet understands how I'm feeling. And the Bible says that all of us are to love God all four ways, and we're to manifest all four. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 this, be kind and compassionate to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So God says, oh, look, I've been tender-hearted to you. I've been kind to you. I've been loving, forgiving you. I want you to do the same with others. So we're all to do that. Now, are there weaknesses in this personality? Yes. Just like talkers can overtalk and never get anything done, they can just talk about it. Feelers, here's the weakness of feelers. They will be more tempted by their feelings than the rest of us. They're more tempted by emotions than the rest of us. And if you're a feeler, you will have a tendency to be manipulated by your moods.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have. And you are not alone. In the Shaped to Make a Difference six-session DVD study kit created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese, you'll see how the acrostic S-H-A-P-E, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Whether you're a younger person or you're in your later years, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you your very own copy of the six-session Shaped to Make a Difference DVD and workbook study kit. Availability of this life-changing resource, perfect for solo or small group study, is limited, so contact us right now. You can call 800-600-5004, or you can visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
Here's the weakness of feelers. They will be more tempted by their feelings than the rest of us. They're more tempted by emotions than the rest of us. And if you're a feeler, you will have a tendency to be manipulated by your moods. And you will tend to say, well, I want to do this because I feel like it. I don't want to do it because I don't feel like it. And you can be controlled by an ocean of emotion. Now, the problem with that is feelings sometimes lie. And just because you feel it doesn't mean you can be discouraged, say, the world's going to hell, when it's not really. Or you can say, everything's bad in my life, when it's not really. But if you feel that way, you think it's true. And so sometimes what you feel like doing is not always the right thing. Everybody want to agree with that? Okay. And sometimes what you don't feel like doing is the right thing. And I found that the only time I do something right is when I feel like doing it. The devil makes sure I never feel like it. Okay, in all of those areas. So, you know, you're going to be tempted. If you're a feeler, you're going to be tempted in the areas of emotions. It feels so good. How could it be wrong? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That was written by a feeler. Okay? And so you just have to be aware. Now, everybody's tempted. Thinkers have their temptation. Doers have their temptation. Talkers have their temptation. Feelers have their temptation. But nothing tempts you until it hooks your emotion. If it doesn't get you emotionally involved, you're not tempted. You can look at something and go, ah, that didn't tempt me. But once it keys into an emotion, you're hooked. Now, you're going to be tempted the rest of your life. And the Bible says this. There on the outlines, 1 Peter chapter 2. Since your real home is in heaven, in other words, you're not going to spend forever here on this planet, keep away from the evil pleasures of this world. They're not for you, for they fight against your very souls. They fight against your souls and your emotions. He says, just keep away from them. Don't always give in to them. Don't do that. Now, what's the warning to feelers? The warning to feelers is this. You must let God lead you. You must let God lead you. The Bible says this in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Don't be led by your emotions, but be led by the Spirit. It says, let the Spirit direct your lives, and you will not satisfy, you won't yield to, you won't give in to the desires, the lust of the human nature. Now, we all have desires. And not all of them are good desires. Not every desire you have is a good one. You got some good ones, you got some bad ones. You're going to give in to your desires unless you let the Spirit lead your life. You'll either be controlled by your feelings or by God's Spirit. And when you say, I let God's Spirit lead me, it doesn't mean you don't have the feelings, it just means you don't give in to them. A lot of people think, well, if I feel it, then I'll do it. And once I become a Christian, God will take away all my feelings for bad. No, he doesn't. You will have those feelings the rest of your life. But a follower of Christ is not someone who has no feelings. A follower of Christ is someone who just doesn't obey the wrong ones, doesn't give in, doesn't get addicted to, doesn't yield to, doesn't let the negative or the wrong feelings control you. It doesn't say you're tempted. It says you won't satisfy, you won't give in. Now, it's interesting that in worship, feelers often close their eyes. I don't know if you've noticed this. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a good thing. If it helps you focus in on God, it's fine to close your eyes. Feelers use their body. They'll raise their hands. You know, it's like at a ball game. People get excited. They go, woo-hoo! Well, we do about somebody hit a home run. Why can't you go, God, woo-hoo! That's fine. And so you see it in their faces. And the Bible says that, in fact, when you are worshiping God, all around you becomes irrelevant. You're not paying attention to how somebody else looks or how even you look. You're focused on God. The third personality are the thinkers. Now, talkers love God with their hearts, and feelers love God with their souls. Thinkers love God with their minds. Did you know that you can love God with your intellect? Did you know that when you're doing intellectual activities, it brings glory to God? Did you know that God never said, now, I want you to take the brain that I gave you and put it on the shelf and follow me? No, he said, I want you to use your mind, use your brain, use your intellect. And the Bible says, love God with all your mind. When you're developing in your mind, you're strengthening your mind, you're educating your mind, you are doing an act of worship because you're doing something with what God gave you. Now, the biblical worldview, and Christianity is a worldview, the biblical worldview that's in this Bible is the only logical rational worldview that squares with reality. I don't know if you studied all the 9 major worldviews of life. I have. I've studied them intensely. And every other worldview that's not based on this ultimately ends up in nihilism, which means nothing matters. There is no meaning in life if there is no God. People try to make it up, but there really isn't. There is no morality in life without God. You cannot have a moral society if there is not a moral God. Otherwise, we're just animals. If there is no God, then you are an accident, and your life doesn't matter squat. If there is no God, then your life has no purpose. It has no meaning. You are a freak accident. You're simply just an animal, and it's survival of the fittest. And if I want to come over and kill you and take your stuff, well, sorry, it's survival of the fittest. There is no basis for morality in society if there is no God. The logical, rational, intelligent, systematically lining it up with reality is the worldview that God gives us in His Word. And God says, I want you to use your mind. Now, people who are thinkers, when they become believers and follow Christ, all of a sudden they fall in love with the Bible because they love to study this book. It is so deep. There's no other book in the world like it. And you could study it and study it and study it. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And it has all of the answers to life's questions like, why am I here? Where am I going? What am I here for? What is the purpose of life? Does my life matter? What's the past? What's the future? Where did I come from? They're all here in this book. And thinkers dig in and they study. And they love Bible study because they are thinkers.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com with 2 R's in the middle and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, have you ever asked the question, what does God want me to do with my life? Of course you have, and you are not alone. God intentionally created you to fulfill a unique purpose. Discover how you can live the full and abundant life God designed for you in the Shape to Make a Difference 6-session DVD study kit, created by Pastor Rick Warren and taught by Pastor Eric Reese. You'll see how the acrostic SHAPE, which stands for Spiritual Gifts, Heart, Abilities, Personality, and Experiences, reveals how God wired you and why you need not just to know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. Each session includes tools that will help you bring clarity to your future goals and show you how to have the most fulfilling life possible. A life lived for God's purposes, by God's design. No matter your age, it's never too soon or too late to discover what God has shaped you to do. This life-changing resource is perfect for personal or small group study. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the Shape to Make a Difference 6-session DVD and workbook study kit. You can call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com to get yours. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, or 1-800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these, and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.